to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't,
and you can't make us run. Raised on shotgun. Here we are, folks, in our Sunday program. Thanks for joining us. This is James Kelso here, live in North Dakota. And I hope you'll, a couple of you anyway, will call in during our show today. It's 2 hours long, so we've got a more extensive opportunity to delve into subjects. And I've got a really good subject to delve into. And I'll start the show with that show in just a moment with that. It pertains to Judge Roy Moore, and really a wonderful thing that happened. I think it happened on Friday, and it's a huge story. I don't know whether I missed it or didn't miss it on Friday, but we're not going to miss it today. You're going to get it here in just a moment. And all you ladies out there, stay tuned, because this is going to be an all ladies moment here that I'm going to bring to you concerning Roy Moore. It's all good news. It's wonderful news. And everybody in the country should hear it. And if folks like Sean Hannity and others haven't heard this event, boy, they need to hear it. All of Judge Moore's supporters now or ever, they need to hear this. Well, here we are. And this is the American Freedom Party report today on Sunday. 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's also the Trump phenomenon. We're on 6 days a week. We skip Saturday, only Saturday. And our hours Monday through Friday are 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And boy, we appreciate all of you that listen in when you can to the show. Thank you very much. And from time to time, very infrequently, probably a mistake on my part, since I have to pay for this show, I let you know how you can help keep the show going for the next 7 years. Are you ready for that? 7 more years and a couple of months. Well, I guess it's 7 more years and a couple of months, because after the November 8th, 2004, 2024 election, Donald Trump will still be president after November. It may not be November 8th. Is it the second Tuesday of February is the election? So I don't know what day it will be. But anyway, Donald Trump will still be president until the new president, who will be another Trump. That's our job, folks. It's got to be another Trump sworn in on January 20th. Will it be 2024? Wow. Well, we're headed for the 20. We're headed into the future, folks. And but in order to keep it running, you can contribute. I very rarely give our contribution information, but it's just mail whatever you can do after you've kept Republic Broadcasting alive with your regular contribution to Republic Broadcasting, help this show out at James Kelso, P.O. Box 9. That's pretty easy to remember, isn't it? P.O. Box 9. How did I get a P.O. Box number like that? Well, we have small towns up here, folks. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN 56721. And some of you have sent in contributions. They are immensely appreciated. And don't, you'll get through. And getting through right now, our good friend Paul Fromm from Great Nation of Canada. Hi, Paul.
Sorry, can you hear me?
I hear you a little bit faintly. Can you get closer to your mic? Well, that's pretty, I'll tell you, Paul has a hard time getting through sometimes. He travels widely, and he goes to remote parts of Canada. Sometimes he goes to places where there is no signal at all. And he told me he might be in such a place today. So anyway, we'll stay tuned. If Paul can get in, that's great. But you can get in at area code 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I hope some of you can join us here today. And the engineers at our Republic Broadcasting will welcome you in. Let's see, what is there any other? Oh, the date today is November 19th, 2017. Well, let me jump right in. This happened on Friday. I think it happened before Showtime, so I think I did miss the story. If this was up on YouTube in time, I'll bet it was. So I missed the real story on Friday. Women for Roy Moore. That was the story. Now, I'm going to play you. We've got in our two-hour show enough time to play you some significant chunks of this. Here's what it is. This was so needed. We've got all these people who don't know Judge Roy Moore from a hole in the ground. They don't know anything about the man, anything about his life, and they're issuing pronouncements, people for him and against him, trying to come to conclusions about the man that are, you know, cataclysmic conclusions, you know, career ending, maybe you go to jail. You know, I mean, these are, and people are making these pronouncements totally uninformed about the man. And guess who I would include in that category? Yours truly, James Kelso. I don't know enough about Roy Moore to pass judgments on his life now, or certainly not 40 years ago. So what's been needed through all of this? Well, what's been needed is his friends in high school, his classmates, his neighbors, his girlfriends when he was a young man, family members, people who have worked in his office for 20 and 30 years. That's what we've needed to hear. Well, you're about to hear them, folks. And not only are we going to hear from such people, they're all going to be women. I love it. By the way, I mentioned this on Friday because I did play, well, you know what? I didn't completely miss the story. I played you Kayla Moore, his wife, who is one of the speakers you're going to hear today. I was smart enough to notice that. Anyway, I got Kayla Moore, but I missed the other women, and I missed the rest of what Kayla Moore had to say. Oh, this is a knockout presentation. These women, well, wait till you listen to it. And then there's also some written testimonials that have come out from people, and I may share some of those with you. I've got them right in front of me right now. But listen to these ladies, and when you finish listening to this, if you have any doubts about Roy Moore, well, I don't think you can. These are people who have been with him every day since he was a boy, who have worked with him every day. And the things they say about Roy Moore, I mean, this guy's not just good. He's tremendously good. And far from being somebody with, a real sleazy sex life or, you know, no. Not at all. So let's listen up. Here he is. Here's this beginning of this presentation. It's called Women for Roy Moore. It's held on the steps of the Capitol building in Montgomery, Alabama, right there on the steps I mentioned on Friday, right where Jefferson Davis was sworn in as president of the Confederacy, if I'm remembering correctly. I've been there at a Council of Conservative Citizens meeting that was wonderful there in Montgomery. Just down the street from this location is the headquarters of the Southern Poverty Law Center. And we picketed outside that building. It was on a weekend. They were closed, but we still picketed outside the building and had a good time. Anyway, back on that day, here is right there in Alabama, in the Capitol. Here is, let's start it out for you. Here's our first speaker. Let's see if I make sure I got all the buttons plugged in here. So let me check it out here. Volume, volume, volume. Is everything plugged in? Let's see here. Oh, my goodness. Why am I not getting sound? Let me just check my plugs. Sorry, folks. I'll get it. Don't worry. That's what I love about live radio. It is really live. Let me plug all this stuff back in. Sometimes with Windows, that's all you need is you need to plug everything. Oh, let's see. Yeah, you need to unplug. I remember hearing a story back around the year 2000 in the early days of Windows. Somebody said, a high-level IT guy, he said, with Windows, it's like this. If your computer's acting up, we'll make the analogy to a car. Stop the car, get out of the car, open and close all the doors, roll all the windows up and down, get back in the car, and it might start. Okay, let's see here. What the heck happened to our volume?
Humor.
There she is. See, that's all I did. I plugged and unplugged stuff, and Windows decided to behave. All right, here it comes. You're going to love this, folks. Here's the beginning.
Good morning. I'm Becky Gerritsen. I'm a conservative grassroots leader from Wetumpka, and I'm the founder and president of the Wetumpka Tea Party. I had less than 48 hours to pull this together, so I really do appreciate your presence here on such short notice. Thank you, ladies, standing behind me, not only the speakers, but others that have come.
Let me set the stage here so you can see the picture. Behind her are standing a whole bunch of Alabama women. I think with maybe one exception, they're all white women. And what else do they all have in common? They are all beautiful. I mean, wow, sweet home Alabama. I wouldn't want to leave Alabama if that's the way the women in Alabama look. I'm a married man, of course, but boy, are these beautiful ladies, and they look smart, and wait till you hear them. Wait till you hear how smart these ladies are and how they really show the men up and how they get down to the real issues here. Here she is. Here's the head of the Wetumpka Tea Party.
I know that you drove a long way to get here, so thank you very much. And to all of you, especially in the media, that aren't from Alabama, welcome to our state. Well, the issue at hand before us today are the allegations against Judge Roy Moore. We cannot answer for the judge. None of us were there 38 years ago, including you. However, we do find the timing and the narrative surrounding these allegations to be suspect. I've called this press conference today because I felt it was necessary to show the world, the media, the nation, why we as women are united in our support for Judge Roy Moore. We want to help you understand the character of the man that we know. I assure you, we could have filled these steps with hundreds, if not thousands, of women who can attest to Roy Moore's professionalism, respectful behavior, and good character. But we know that you wouldn't want to be here all day listening to that. So this is just a small sampling of women from all areas of the state of Alabama. We are women from all backgrounds. Some of us are single, some are married, some are wives, mothers, grandmothers, some are professional women, some are stay-at-home moms, some are college students. Some have worked with the judge or our family friends, campaign volunteers, neighbors, or fellow church attendees. But we do have one thing in common. We personally know Judge Roy Moore.
Bingo.
Our goal is...
Now, I got to pause it there just for a
second. Every step forward.
Got to pause it just for a second while a stupid ad runs through. That ad will be gone. Hi, Paul. I just saw Paul Fromm appear.
Yes, after some problems, yes, I'm here and glad to be here.
All right, we're listening right now, Paul. These women nail it. They this happened Friday. It's a big gathering of women. They all know Judge Moore. They've all worked with him. And she said, we weren't there 38 years ago. Some of them were. Well, listen in. We're going to listen just a little bit. I'll just be able to play pieces of some of the women. But listen how persuasive this is. There she goes.
Our goal is to cut through the rumors that are circulating on the internet from people who have never met the man.
Never met him.
And we can easily do that because we do know him. If I had not been the person to take the lead organizing this Women for More press conference, I can assure you that Suzelle Josie would have. She lives in Prattville, Alabama, and has worked closely with the judge for many years.
Let me skip forward a little bit. Okay, here's the next speaker.
Suzelle's prepared statement. Gina?
Okay, this is a woman named Judge.
Hello, my name is Gina Boggs. I'm a court reporter and have been working with the judge for over 20 years in the court system, in the judicial system. But Suzelle has also been working with him, and I would like to read her statement.
By the way, I don't know if my comment here is a little bit gauche, but let me say this. This woman just said she's been working with Judge Moore as a court reporter in the court system for 20 years. So her relationship to Judge Moore is an authority figure in the court. She is a court reporter, is an important person, but he has an authority position senior to her. And that's what these horn dogs like Bill Clinton exploit with people like Monica Lewinsky. They exploit that senior authority position, and it's abusive. Okay, now, and let me tell you this. This woman is beautiful with a capital B. And she's about to tell you, I worked with Judge Moore for 20 years, and listen to it. He was never anything but an officer and a gentleman. And let me say this also about all the women that are going to speak. Every single one of them, I don't want to be crude. They're all tens. They're all beautiful, beautiful white women. Okay, let's listen. Here she goes.
Statement by Suzelle Josie, Montgomery, Alabama. I would like to go on the record as stating I do not believe one single word, allegation that has been brought against Judge Roy Moore. I have worked with Judge Moore since his very first campaign in 2000 for Chief Justice, and every campaign he has been involved in since. I have served as volunteer, political consultant, and even spokesperson in some of the campaigns. I say this to let you know, through all these years and all the close working conditions, never, not even one time, has Judge Moore even remotely said or have done anything that was inappropriate in any way that I experienced or even saw.
Now, folks, how powerful is that? Let me put that in context. And Paul, you've been to Washington many times and you've heard these stories too. There was a woman. There's a woman on TV right now who's she accusing? She's not accusing. She's nailing a guy who sexually has harassed her for years. And she's a staffer in Washington. And the interviewer, this is on lamestream TV, the interviewer asked her, well, how prevalent, you know, are there other stories like yours? And then the woman laughed. She kind of laughed and choked. And then she says, well, I'm asking you, you know, are there other cases like this? How many women in Washington have had your experience? Guess what she said, Paul?
What?
All of them.
All of the women. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is, you know, I'm amazed that in this day and age, people can still be taken in by this incredible nonsense. If there was any validity to these accusations, all of which date back to before Judge Moore was elected to anything, almost 40 years ago, surely they would have been raised when he first became a politician and ran for Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, we got a break here. A break here, Paul. We'll be right back with more of these amazing women right after. Stay tuned.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here.
Well, here we are, folks, clarifying things.
And things have gotten a lot clearer from those days of Buffalo Springfield before most of you were born, but not Paul and myself. Anyway, and one of their members was Neil Young, the famous Canadian musician. Anyway, from Paul's neck of the woods, let's go back to these beautiful women and their endorsement of Roy Moore. And Paul, let me add another detail here. I mentioned that a woman who's now is just hammered, a congressman who's been harassing her. She was asked how many women in Washington experience this. She said all of them, all of them.
Oh, every woman. That is insane.
Everyone. Now, that doesn't mean every congressman is a horn dog, but it means that every single woman in Washington is getting hit on and abused. Every single one of them. Because most of these guys in Washington are horn dogs. That's why they didn't prosecute Bill Clinton. It's why they've left Hillary Clinton alone and all these other, you know, it's why they're leaving Al Franken alone. So one of these women, I hopefully maybe we'll get to hear it. It's so much. It counts to hear it from their mouths, to hear them, their voices. They mean it. And at one point, one of these women said, she said, you know, if what's being said about Judge Roy Moore were true, you know, this is Alabama, you know, it's a small town, you know, state. It's very close knit. She said, this is Alabama. If Judge Moore were doing this, over 40 years. You don't think we women would have heard about it? And all the women laughed because they know how it goes. The girls talk among themselves, and it would not be a secret among the ladies if George Moore were one of these horn dogs. Now, listen to her. This is so, and these are such beautiful women in their character and in their of course, also in their beauty as well. Let me find them here. Where are they? Where are you? Where's this video we were just listening to? Here it is right here. Here she goes. Here she resumes.
Moore has always been consistent in his personality and character. I have found his character to be only one thing, and that is godly. He cares more about what God says and thinks than anything else in his life. I truly believe the truth will come out and will show that Judge Moore is being falsely accused, just like Joseph in the Bible. I would also like to say, as a woman, that I am furious to see these women come out and lie for personal gain. This makes it much harder for women to come forth that really have been taken advantage of. People will quit believing women when they hear others cry wolf, when there was really no wolf. I look forward to continuing to support Judge Roy Moore, his wife, family, and his run for U.S. Senate. Thank you.
Beautiful woman. I mean, now, here's the next one. I'll have to do some skipping.
Ann Eubank lives in Birmingham, is an active grassroots leader in the state of Alabama. She is often on the front lines of Alabama politics. We have been friends since the Tea Party movement began in 2009. She was a founding member of the Rainy Day Patriots Tea Party and also is the leader of the Alabama Legislative Watchdogs. Through her work in Alabama politics, she has worked with the judge and has a few words to say about him.
These are all real important women.
Thank you for being here. My name is Ann Eubank, and I am the chair of the Alabama Legislative Watchdogs and the co-chair of the Rainy Day Patriots Tea Party. And first, let me say that I do not recognize the Roy Moore that these ladies are describing. He has never been anything but respectful and polite to me or any other woman that I know. I've never heard a whisper or a rumor about Judge Moore and these kinds of sexual activity. And I've been in Montgomery for 8 years, and believe me, if it had been here, we would have heard it.
There it goes. There she said it right there. We got a little break. We've got Laura in Michigan holding. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks, and I'm going to rush through these. Every one of these women is supremely articulate. I wish we men could be as articulate as these ladies are in defending Roy Moore. And they really get to the heart of the matter. Who is the man? Who is the man? What is his character? Now, here's the next woman. Listen to her. This is stunning what these ladies are saying.
My name is Jennifer Case. I am a wife, a homeschool mother, and a director of a homeschool program here in Alabama. And I am here to testify of the character of Judge Roy Moore, a man who is beyond reproach. My family and I have known the Moores over the past several years. Judge Moore has been a role model and a statesman, and he has continually defended our individual rights as well as our liberties in the sovereign state of Alabama. He is a hero, knowing the dangers and consequences to himself.
Let me pause that second. Paul, you've got some audio there on your computer. Yeah, okay, we got that. Here we go. This is back to this very articulate lady.
Repeatedly has stood in the breach to defend others. and I know of no one else who has constantly risked it all for what is right. I dare say that there has not been a politician as bold, determined, and courageous in fighting for the cause of liberty and our rights since the times of John Quincy Adams.
Thank you, ma'am. That's my fifth cousin, John Quincy Adams.
His personal passion for doing what is right is driven by his knowledge of the truth and a fear of God. There is no one that any of us has witnessed in politics who has continually chosen the harder right over the easier wrong. He is the type of statesman that our nation so desperately needs. He exemplifies his alma mater in duty, honor, country.
West Point.
When teaching my children about the American idea and the original intent of our founding fathers, I frequently turn to Roy Moore's booklet that explains the law of nature and nature's God. Find me another senator or any national leader who not only understands, but also lives out and practices these truths articulated by our founding fathers. If we want to bring this nation back to its original intent, we need Roy Moore in the Senate because there is no one like him. He is the closest thing that any of us have observed to a founding father in our time.
Wow.
De Tocqueville said, America is great because she is good.
Now, folks, I mean, these ladies are incredible. And there's an entire wall. There's an audience on the other side of more of them. But behind this lady is an army of beautiful women. Now, I think I'm a pretty good guy. But if I know that if I were smeared and somebody had to come up with a wall of women who could stand and give a press conference on the steps of the Capitol defending me, I couldn't come up with a wall of women like this. I don't know anybody that could. And what she just, yeah, I mean.
So impressive. And those statements are so, you know, obviously from the heart. Yeah, you can. I think I'm fairly good at detecting a canned speech, all the right platitudes. But, you know, these have specifics about them. And, you know, as I was saying, I think before the second last break, the thing that really sticks in my craw, and I find it really, really hard to buy any of these, and admit it, you know, there are a lot of accusations pouring in, is the fact they all of them waited almost 40 years. Now, this is very, very odd, especially as he'd been a public person. Roy Moore had run twice for Supreme Court justice in Alabama, and the second time it was after being, thrown out by the feds, and he charged back to regain his position. Now, at that point, you would think he might be vulnerable. So if there was dirt on him, people who had something to say would speak up. They didn't. This got to be one of the most organized and probably well-funded, and I suspect George Soros dirty op that we've seen in our lifetime. I mean, it's appalling.
Yes, and that's what one of the previous ladies just said, that these accusers, she said, they're getting paid.
Yeah.
And now get this, folks. Not only are these all heartfelt statements, as Paul just said, notice that another thing, they're all superlatives. They're not saying he's okay, this wouldn't be like him, he's a pretty good guy, and I don't think he did this sort of thing. No, that's not what they're saying. These are extraordinary ladies of extraordinary achievement and character themselves, and they're saying, I don't know a better person in the world. In the world. This lady just said that. I teach my children. I use Roy Moore as an example. He's as close in my life as any man has ever come to a founding father.
That was very powerful, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And so you can, and now let's go back to them. These ladies are so much more articulate than I can ever be. Let's go back to them.
Good. If she ceases to be good, she will no longer
America.
Be great.
America.
The left knows this, and this is why they have attacked morality. The judge has stood in defense of morality, understanding that there is an absolute truth. He always stands up for what is right. And so, President Trump
if we are going to make America great again, we need to start with Moore's principled leadership in the Senate. For those who do not know Judge Roy Moore personally, having been around Judge Moore over the past years, I completely believe he is the real deal. When a man is completely sold out for Christ, as is he, it shows in words and actions. For those of you who have had the opportunity to hear him speak, you know that he visibly holds his honor dear as an officer and a gentleman.
No, I hate you.
For those of you who do,
I hate to interrupt this lady, but there's so many of them. Let me go to another one. Here is the next lady coming out of this army of women.
Thank you, Becky. I am Bonnie Sox. I'm a fourth grade school teacher in Winston County, Alabama. And I have two daughters and three granddaughters. So daughters are dear to my heart. It's an honor for me to be here with you today and to speak on behalf of my friend, the Honorable Judge Roy Moore. I've known Judge Roy Moore and his wife, Kayla, for over 20 years. And I've known them to be the most honest, humble, and honorable couple that I've known across the state.
Surely.
Alabama has been given the opportunity to elect a senator that will truly represent the values and the interest of the people of Alabama. The eyes of our nation are focused on the state of Alabama as we select our next United States senator. The results of this upcoming election will impact the social, the moral, and the economic interest of our state and our nation. I believe that there's a real contrast and comparison of Judge Roy Moore and his opponent. It's needed that we reveal that Judge Moore needs to be Alabama's next United States Senator and expose why his opposition must be defeated. When we examine the beliefs of these two men, a vision of two Americas can be seen.
I'm going to have to skip through this, but she points out that his opponent, this is another question. His opponent turns out to be, get this, Paul, he supports partial birth abortion. Now, folks, I don't want to, you know, this is so ugly. Partial birth abortion means that this is an abortion at nine month abortion. In order to perform the abortion, the monster doctor who performs it induces labor, the baby's head comes out, and they suck out the brains.
It is disgusting. His opponent, the Democrat, supports that. Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, a baby that comes out and probably in many cases cries right there and has his or her brains sucked out. That's partial birth abortion. Folks, somebody that supports that, I don't want them in my country. I don't want them in my neighborhood. I don't want to. I'm going to cross the street if I see them. And the opponent to Roy Moore supports that. And the Roy Moore, of course, is a thoroughgoing pro-life man. And that's not the issue here. I mean, it is the second issue, which is why we need Judge Roy Moore, no matter what his past is. But these ladies are addressing the fact that this man is an incredible officer and a gentleman with superlatives. Now, let me go to the next person. I hate to skip this. That lady was so good. I hate to skip any of what these people say. Here's the next one. Listen to this lady. I won't be able to include all of them. Here's the next one.
Good morning. I'm Shanna Chamberlain, and as Becky noted, I'm a mother of 11 children.
And a beautiful mother.
First and foremost, a homestead farmer. I'm also Deputy Director of Legislative Affairs for Alabama Gun Rights Incorporated, which has endorsed Roy Moore. And I have been in multiple political, professional settings, mostly related to gun rights and Republican politics with Roy Moore and his wife, Kayla. And I can say that nothing but godly Christian character and respectable attitude came from them. I've had very candid, open conversation with them about our gun rights, and I'm going to take a slightly different approach than what the other people have. We've had everybody here attest to the fact that he's an honorable Christian man. And I feel absolutely 100% confident that he's the man to send to our U.S. Senate that will protect my right to protect myself from the type of creeps that he's being accused of being.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that was so good. Now, you know, YouTube does this thing, you know, they bring in these ads. Boy, I hope they don't get any longer than 4 seconds. Here she comes again.
I will stand as a strong woman and say that without our second, we have none. Mm-hmm. And Roy Moore will protect that. And he will.
Now, I hate to skip through her. And let's go to the next lady. Here she comes. I don't know who it's going to be. Let me skip forward here. Here's the next lady.
That she has cleared her schedule to join us this morning at the Capitol.
Thank you so much.
Most of you have received a copy of this letter that national leaders have signed on to support Judge Roy Moore and Kayla Moore. When I left yesterday, the state of Ohio, it had the number of names you see, several pages of names of pro-family leaders. But today, in one day's time, there's now more than 300 national leaders and pro-family people who have signed on to this letter in support of Judge Roy Moore. The support goes beyond the people of Alabama. It's beyond because we've known Judge Roy Moore. I've known Judge Roy Moore for nearly 20 years. And what you'll find is the people that know Judge Moore the best are the ones who are standing with him now. I mean, think about this. Think for a second. It's true.
I love this lady.
Think about how implausible this is. The case that's being made is that somehow this godly, honorable, principled, strong leader has been faking being such a man for 40 years, every day, in every capacity. You just can't pull that off for 40 years. Nobody can. It's absurd. I'm here to tell you that I watched some of the coverage, and I never thought I'd be here at a press conference saying anything good about MSNBC. Or CNN, the new MSNBC, sorry. But this is an interview that was actually fair. More than softballs were thrown to the Gloria Allred. And I have the transcript for anybody that wants it. I have the transcript from this interview, very telling what the attorney for Judge Roy Moore's accuser had to say. Listen to this. She's basically admitting that it doesn't matter if there's single shred of evidence this yearbook, it doesn't matter if it's a fraud. She's going to still pursue the campaign to take down this honorable man. Listen to the transcript. Question, very fair question. If an independent analysis shows that... Do I wait for the rings?
Yeah.
Maybe we do that.
Church bell.
And we have a moment in time. As the bells ring, we have this moment in time to make a decision. This is a time of choosing.
Now, what she talks about there, this lady is so articulate. I don't want to talk over people like this. They're more articulate than me by a mile. But she, the church bell is ringing, and she immediately adapts to that. And as if the bell asks not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee.
That's a good line.
Yeah. And my gosh, she points out that Gloria Allred, this snake, this rat, this vermin, Gloria Allred, the communist, that she won't produce the yearbook. So these women all out together, they shout later in this woman's talk, they say, you know, show us the yearbook, you know. Allred's hiding it.
You know, what really disturbs me in this, James, and we mentioned this, I think, the other night, but, you know, honest to goodness, there isn't a shred of evidence. There's been no conviction, no hearing. And to see the lineup of disgusting scumbag Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell, and the one I loathe because he's betrayed so many people, Orrin Hatch, saying that Judge Moore should step down, should withdraw. There has been no evidence, and most of these people are attorneys.
Exactly.
It's fundamental to Anglo-Saxon justice or English common law, which is part of American law too. You are innocent until tried, evidence presented, and proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Now, unlike the flake Democrat who's admitted Well, I think he was caught on camera, so it's pretty hard to deny it. Admitted
Al Franken.
Franken admitted improper behavior. Judge Moore has adamantly denied it, and there's this host of women who worked with him, who know him, and that I think was the last speaker who said, you know, he's been active in Alabama public life for 40 years. You couldn't hide this. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
If he had wandering hands all the time, this would have come out a long, long time ago.
Yes. Now let me go. I hate you. Let me just see how much longer she talks. She is so good. Let me go back to her. I love all these women, but oh, we got a little break here. Laura, keep hanging on, Laura. I'd love to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
Boy, I love that song, folks.
Best of
I don't know, folks,
the free life.
I think that's a French horn in the background. Merle Haggard, can you imagine? Country musician and a beautiful use. What a musician. I think a French horn. Anyway, let's go. Speaking of beautiful people, let's go to Laura in Michigan. Laura, how are you enjoying these comments by your fellow women?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I love hearing from them. And they're so, like you said, articulate. They homeschool, teach their kids about the Constitution and about Christ. I mean, you can't go wrong.
And these
that's
are
what
wonderful.
My point was going to be.
Let's go ahead.
My point is, it's important not only to judge more, to show these lying women as frauds. It's important to everybody, because if the Washington Post and these other people who set these women up are successful in derailing Judge Moore, from now on, whenever there's a Christian pro-family person wants to run, they'll say, oh, we'll just Judge Moore him. We'll just Judge Moore him. We're going to pay women off. You know, it's important to a lot of people, not just Judge Moore.
Laura, you want to know something? One of the speakers that's coming up, her point is the one you just made. Touche.
Right, right.
Beautiful.
Very important.
Beautifully made. Yes, it is. And Laura, if you'll hang on right there and listen some more,
okay.
I want to go.
Okay.
I hate interrupting any of these ladies. I hate interrupting you. But here's the next lady. Listen to what she has to say. I mean, this is we need more women in politics. These ladies are amazing.
It's not just Mitch McConnell, it's Paul Ryan, too. They're all in it together. They should have learned last cycle in 2016 that Americans are tired of this. We elected Donald Trump because we want a fighter. End of story. We want somebody that is going to stand up and fight. And after Donald Trump walked through the fire and did not back down, they had met their match. And Donald Trump is our president today. And right here in this state, we have a candidate that has walked through the fire, not just this election cycle, but over the years as he's campaigned, not in just local races, but in statewide races for the Supreme Court Justice of the state of Alabama twice. And none of this has come out. Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at Mitch McConnell's playbook for the next several years. If there is a candidate that he cannot control, this is what's going to happen.
There you go, Laura.
This is what's going to happen. I never would have believed it 10 years ago that something this horrific could happen, that people could come out and make these kind of accusations. But it's happened to my family in the Tea Party movement. People that...
Now let's go. Laura, there she goes. She was sounded like an echo of you. Now let's go to the next lady. Who's it going to be? And this is just... Oh, here's the next lady. It's Mrs. Moore herself, Kayla Moore. Listen to Kayla Moore. And she'll be the last of the ladies we listen to here before we talk about these things. Here comes Kayla Moore in a beautiful white dress.
Kayla Moore.
Yeah! Another beautiful woman.
Wow. We're in a battle. Who knew? Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your messages, your phone calls. I'm so sorry. I can't get to them all. We've just been inundated with so much positive response from the people of Alabama. For the record, it's about 90% positive. And most of the negative is from out of state. The people of Alabama understand what's going on here. My husband, Judge Roy Moore, is fighting for the people of Alabama and has been fighting for over 30 years. The people of Alabama know him. They have seen what he has done, fighting for life, fighting against abortion, fighting for the acknowledgement of God, fighting for traditional marriage, and fighting to protect the Second Amendment, and fighting for our
right
rights
here.
Given by God.
We'll come back with more from Laura and more from Kayla Moore, and then you. Stay tuned.
This